Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Be in Baltimore. Hang it up, baby. Coming up after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. European Union leaders say that 27 other member states will continue despite Britain's decision to leave the bloc.
A shocking and historic decision. The United Kingdom voting to withdraw from the European Union.
I love this country, and I feel honored to have served it. And I will do everything I can in future to help this great country succeed.
British Prime Minister David Cameron, who opposed the exit, issuing some stunning news of his own, pledging to step down.
A negotiation with the European Union will need to begin under a new Prime Minister.
The Brexit causing major ripple effects around the world, rattling markets and raising complicated questions about trade, travel, and immigration in the EU's 28-country bloc.
Correspondent Clarissa Ward. Those EU leaders, by the way, are warning against any unnecessary delay in Britain's departure. Donald Trump is actually in Scotland right now promoting his golf course.
It was very exciting coming in, and we were landing, and we had just heard the results, so I wish everybody a lot of luck. I think that it's purely historic, and what's happening is historic.
Trump spoke with reporters just a few minutes ago. Now, news that British voters have voted to leave the European Union has sent world markets plummeting. Wall Street's expected to open sharply lower, with Dow futures down 2.4%, S&P futures down 3.2%. Earlier today, Japan's Nikkei dropped 8%, its biggest fall since 2008. Britain's market lost 5%, and the German index tanked 10% this morning. The top North Korean official for U.S. relations says his country is now a nuclear threat to be reckoned with. And he says Washington can expect more nuclear tests and more missile launches, like the ones earlier this week, as long as the U.S. is attempting to force his government's collapse. As it stands now, 4 Baltimore police officers still have charges pending against them in the death of Freddie Gray.
But after yesterday's decision by Judge Barry Williams, legal analysts say the next 4 officers may not go on trial after all. Analyst Warren Alperstein.
Given that Goodson was the driver of the wagon, he was the most, on paper, the most responsible to secure Freddie Gray and seek medical assistance, I think it causes real problems for the prosecution as it relates to the other remaining officers.
So will those officers go on trial? Legal analyst Warren Brown says,
well, it's up to the state to decide whether to proceed.
In Baltimore, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Federal prosecutors are asking that a Department of Homeland Security analyst be barred from the agency's headquarters while he faces charges of bringing a gun to the office. Prosecutors have filed a motion asking a judge to bar 45-year-old Jonathan Winky from all DHS buildings. Winky's been on administrative leave since his arrest a couple of weeks ago, but remains free on bail. The flash flood this week that put the Cleveland Park Metro station underwater for a couple of hours is just a symptom of an ongoing problem, says one D.C. council member who's promising to see that it's fixed. Ward 3's Mary Che says the city intends to address the drainage issues in that neighborhood. By fall, she says, DDOT will begin writing up a plan for that area along Connecticut Avenue. And the Humane Society of the United States has come out against a plan by Montgomery County officials to round up and kill hundreds of Canada geese. The Humane Society says the roundup and kill program, like what the county has in mind, are quote, ineffective, unnecessary, inhumane, and a waste of taxpayer money. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,011. The NASDAQ at 4910. Sports a night off for both the Nationals and the Orioles. Tonight, the Nats are in Milwaukee. The O's entertain the Rays. WNBA, the Mystics host Phoenix tonight. And John Rahm is atop the leaderboard as the play begins today at Quicken Loans National. WMAL News Time 704. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Hey, Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. Now, take it easy. I'm not going to sing the song, but I am going to tell you that now would be a great time to clean out that garage and donate your car, truck, van, or boat to Cars for Kids. Here's the thing. You don't even need to be there when they come to pick up the car. That's how easy it is. Towing is free, and your car will be picked up within 24 to 48 hours. If you have a car that you don't need anymore and just want to get rid of the headache, whether it's running or not, do some good with it and donate it to Cars for Kids. Visit carsforkids.com or call right now at 877-CARS-4-KIDS, that's Cars with a K, and see how easy it's going to be to make a difference. The call is quick and the impact is real. Remember, that's 877-CARS-4-KIDS, online at carsforkids.com. Donate your car today. 877-CARS-4-KIDS, that's 877-CARS-4-KIDS, online at carsforkids.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Just can't get rid of the delays on the way to the Wilson Bridge. An unusual backup. Watch as you come out of Springfield and heading up toward Van Doren. The solid lineup, really, as you try to get close to Route 1 in Alexandria. We had the crash. You still see a lot of activity slowly. You're getting through there. Out of Maryland, it looks like our normal delays. A tough one, though. Back at Route 5, Branch Avenue. Suitland Parkway, much better. Lights working properly, according to police at Naylor Road. 295 southbound as you come off of 50. Watch for delays heading south down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. The Intercounty Connector, Maryland. We take you on to Route 200. If you take that, slowing heading eastbound as you pass New Hampshire Avenue before you get to 29, car on its side. Only the left lane gets by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll take a run with more showers and thunderstorms for the ride home this afternoon. This afternoon, 81 degrees, scattered showers, thunderstorms for the commute home into the evening hours. Tonight will fall to 67, big area of high pressure in for the weekend. Gorgeous weekend, plenty of sunshine near 85 both days. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Vienna, 68 in Gaithersburg, 73 in Washington. Could be a rough day on Wall Street after the historic Brexit vote. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 7:07 on WMAL in Washington, D.C., where Washington comes to talk. Larry O'Connor here. Jesse Jane Duff, 20-year retired veteran of the United States Marine Corps.
I'm a Marine. Just say Gunnery Sergeant, United States Marine Corps.
There you go. She's in for Brian Wilson, and she's keeping me in line.
Absolutely.
More than anyone in my entire life. Yes, the world is a completely different one you're waking up to and starting your day with after Great Britain has voted to leave the European Union, and we're going to cover it quite a bit here this morning. Plus, also some major stories in the last 24 hours. Rod Wheeler will join us at the bottom of this hour to talk about the acquittal of the officer in Baltimore in the Freddie Gray trial. Next hour, Shannon Bream at 8:05 from Fox News, and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, because two Supreme Court decisions yesterday impacted the Lone Star State. That's all coming up today on Mornings on the Mall.
I will do everything I can as Prime Minister to steady the ship over the coming weeks and months. But I do not think it would be right for me to try to be the captain that steers our country to its next destination.
That is Prime Minister David Cameron speaking in front of 10 Downing Street, announcing that he will resign his position and he's going to be looking for a new prime minister sometime in the months to come. Joining us right now from the United Kingdom, Charles C.W. Cook of National Review, newly appointed editor of National Review Online. Charles, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, are you shocked by this? It looks like the polls toward the end there were breaking toward the Remain vote, but Brexit won by, what, 3 points, it looks like, in the latest polls.
I am shocked, I have to say. I didn't think in general that they would win. There tends to be a status quo bias in politics, especially in England. And as of yesterday, it looked hopeless. It seemed that they were going down, and probably, in my estimation, not by 1 or 2 points, but by five. Mm-hmm. Probably need to lead by maybe 10 points to win a big referendum like this, or so we thought. But evidently, as with the general election here in 2015, And as to a smaller extent with the midterms in 2014, there seems to be a shy Tory effect. Conservative voters, those who dissent from the status quo, seem for some reason to decline to tell pollsters what they actually think. And once again, they came out to vote but didn't necessarily make their voices heard before that.
Was this really a message back to not just the British government but also to the European Union with regard to this out-of-touch and out-of-reach bureaucracy sitting in Brussels, making decisions for the British people without actually taking into account the feelings and desires and needs of those people? That's certainly how I'm interpreting it. That's what I'm seeing in a lot of the analysis. And I think that that can be carried forward to many other out-of-touch governments around the world, specifically here in D.C.
I think there are a number of things going on. Certainly on the right, you have people like me who are essentially unpersuadable voters because we believe in national sovereignty. We believe in democracy at the national level. And so for somebody like me, I see this as an abstract question. If Britain is to have a parliament, that parliament should make the laws. Nobody else should make the laws. I think Americans tend to agree with that. If, for example, you wouldn't say that it's anti-Peruvian to want Congress to make the laws and not the government of Peru. You wouldn't say it's anti-Australian to want Congress to make the laws and not the government of Australia. And many British people feel like that with the EU. But there's also the fact that even if there is to be some more European integration, and remember, this started off not as a political project, but as a free trade area, which I think was a good idea. And then those in charge slowly tried to move it towards a federal project. I think with many of the people who have resisted that, they are aware that unlike in the United States, where there is far more of a common history, where everybody speaks the same language, at the time of the Constitutional Convention, there were big differences between the states, but they had the same religion broadly, they had the same outlook, they had the same historical experience. Europe doesn't, and Britain is an island. Britain is far more capitalistic than most European countries. It's culturally different. It has a different currency. It has a different language. It has different needs. It has different fishing needs, for example, because it's an island. It has different immigration needs. It has different travel needs. And it's very difficult to accept rule from a city far away without much democratic input when you feel that things are going badly. It's very frustrating for people who vote in a government in their own country. And this is not just limited to the British. You see similar sentiments being expressed now in France, in Germany, in Spain, in Italy. It's very frustrating for people to have to conform to rules that really don't suit them. The French and the British are far more different than, say, the Californians and the Texans, as much as we might have views on California.
This is Jesse Jane Duff. Now, what do you look at? I know you don't have a crystal ball, but what type of leadership do you see stepping in October? What do you think is going to happen? Because I think all of us were a little surprised to see the prime minister indicate that he's going to step aside.
Yes, it's going to take a deft hand. The withdrawal process, the renegotiation process is going to be a tricky one because the European Union touched so much of British life. I wasn't surprised to see Cameron go purely because the parliamentary system makes that decision imperative. Mm. He had essentially staked his reputation on it. And once you've done that within a parliamentary system, you can't command the respect you need. You can't really command control of a majority in the House of Commons. He had to go. I didn't quite expect him to go this quickly. What I will say, and I have been disappointed by the way that David Cameron has behaved during this referendum, but I will say I admired how he did it, and I admired how clear he was that the people have spoken and that the decision that they've made must be implemented. I've heard a lot of Americans asking whether that would actually happen. You know, this isn't, of course, a binding referendum because Parliament is sovereign, technically. But in practice, to ignore it would cause a constitutional crisis. And David Cameron made it very clear that he was not going to be responsible for that. So the next prime minister is going to have to inherit that commitment. And he's going to have to be somebody, or she is going to have to be somebody, who is calm enough and generally liked enough to guide the country through what are going to be difficult times. I think there are really only two or three people who can do it. There's Boris Johnson, who was one of the leaders of the Leave campaign, Michael Gove, who was another one, and maybe Theresa May, who's the current Home Secretary. Other than that, it would probably be too fractious.
Charles Cook of National Review is our guest. And Charles, you have given us some fantastic details about the repercussions there in Great Britain, where you are now. But we've got to ask you about what the message is to American voters and how this might affect American politics and American policy. Can you stay with us for just one more question that we've got to ask you on that? Because we need to take a quick look at our traffic first. As you know, traffic in D.C. is not great, usually. Dean, thanks. Charles Cook stays with us for one more question. First at 7:15, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, we love traffic.
Oh, we do.
Oh, yes, so much. But we do like, though, on a Friday that we get a little bit of a break. 270, once you do hit through Urbana and 109, from Clarksburg on down, I'm not seeing any backup. So that is some relief there. Where we do have some problems continuing, the ICC, Intercounty Connector. If you're joining on from, say, New Hampshire Avenue, give it second thoughts because that's where delays begin to the accident involving the overturned car heading eastbound over toward Colesville Road. It will take you extra time. Colesville Road, we're doing okay down through White Oak and into Four Corners. Beltway through Silver Spring are normal backups. Pretty much now normal delays to the Wilson Bridge back near Route 5 Branch Avenue. This is not normal. Still dealing with the crash. There were two of them. Outer Loop in Alexandria. Delays almost as you come off of 95. And now 395 jammed to King Street with the crash along the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got a mix of clouds and sun today and scattered thunderstorms developing later in the day, mostly this afternoon and evening. High of 81 degrees. Tonight we'll have some clouds and a stray shower thunderstorm trickling off as well. But overnight after midnight, it should calm down, low 67. And then here's your weekend forecast, and it looks pretty darn good. Saturday, we'll have some clouds in the morning, but mostly sunny skies in the afternoon, high of 85 degrees. And then Sunday, a few clouds here and there, but mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. It's actually, I wish we had this weekend for July 4th weekend. It's going to be fantastic. Right now, 74 degrees in the nation's capital at 717.
Let Molly Maid prepare your home this summer. For the WMAL Rollback Summer Special at select Molly Maid locations, contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
I think it's fair to say that maybe some point down the line there might be a UK-US trade agreement, but it's not going to happen anytime soon because our focus is in negotiating with a big bloc, the European Union, to get a trade agreement done. And UK is going to be in the back of the queue.
Yeah, the famous words, back of the queue, Barack Obama kind of arrogantly campaigning on behalf of the Remain position there in Great Britain. And that did not go over well with British voters or the British media, did it, Charles Cook? And is this a repudiation to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton? And in a way, sort of a feather that Donald Trump can boast about, saying, yeah, I was on the right side of history over in England.
Well, I think we need to be careful before we draw parallels with the United States. This was not a presidential election. And I don't think that the vast majority of Brits would see this as a rebuke to President Obama or to Hillary Clinton. Indeed, those two characters are more popular than Trump is over here. I do think that it was an extraordinary thing for President Obama to say. Firstly, I don't think he should have commented at all on the question, at least not publicly. Mm-hmm. I was trying to think the other day of the best analogy here, and I was thinking if there were a debate, for example, over Puerto Rican statehood and the British Prime Minister weighed in, I think that would be unseemly. And I think it was unseemly that President Obama expressed an opinion at all. And I think it was especially unseemly that he said to the oldest ally the United States has that they would be at the back of the line. I understand what he was saying, that America is accustomed to dealing with the European Union. But it did sound a little dismissive.
But the way I would put it
is that even though President Obama said that, and even though the United States government's position was anti-leave, the British left anyway. I think that demonstrates the strength of feeling.
It's hard not to draw parallels to domestic politics here in the United States. I mean, let's face it, an overriding aspect to the Brexit, in favor of the Brexit movement, had to do with immigration policy and the refugee policy. And again, this sort of out-of-touch government in Brussels dictating what Brits have to do. I mean, there's a whole lot of parallels to many of the issues that are being discussed here in our presidential election.
There are certainly some policy parallels, but the question was far more structural in that it's not that the British are now going to turn around and change the status quo. It's the mechanisms by which they do it. So yes, there will probably be some changes to immigration. That is an important issue. But the most important thing to voters seems to be that it's Parliament that makes the decision. And the fact is, at the moment, the British have almost no control over their immigration policy because they are bound by the European Union to permit people in, anybody in, as many people as they can in, from the EU. And that does two things. Firstly, it means that any commitment to change the immigration process is farcical because only 20% of people come from outside the EU. And secondly, it means that the EU is privileged over everybody else. And I think that there is a sense among many people on the right that that doesn't make any sense. Why should somebody from Romania be at the front of the queue and somebody from Australia be at the back of the queue, or indeed vice versa? So I do agree with you that there is a tendency to thumb the nose at the so-called elites, and that there are some policy overlaps. But I do think we need to be careful here because the question here was far more structural. The British already voted for their government. They did that last year. That government doesn't seem as if it's going to change. Now, having been freed from the EU, it may be able to implement more of its policies with a freer hand.
And do you feel that well, let me just ask, what is the climate like over there? Is it celebratory? Is it solemn? Is there anxiety? I mean, outsiders looking in, we're watching our markets. We have that anxiety of trying to watch it settle. But, you know, you're there on the ground. What is this? What is the temperament right now? What is the feeling?
Well, I think it depends which side you're on.
Yeah. It was such a close vote. It really is a split nation, isn't it?
Are you seeing protests or seeing celebrations?
Firstly, everyone is a little worried about the markets, myself included. I've been for leaving the European Union for 20 years since I was old enough to know what Parliament was. It didn't make any sense to me. And even I'm a little worried about that. But that was always going to happen. I think everybody is sharing that. It is divided, the country. I'm not going to pretend otherwise. There is, I will say, an asymmetry in how the two sides have dealt with one another. And maybe this is something that we'll interest you in terms of your comparison with Trump. The Remain side has been incredibly condescending to those who wanted to leave, and the Leavers have tended to be shy.
Uh-huh.
And I've been on the ground, and the Leavers have said to me over and over again, well, on balance, or, you know, I just think, whereas the Remainers are very forthright in their opinions. And you're seeing that again this morning with the way in which the Remainers are reacting. They think that the people who voted to leave are stupid, that they're uneducated. And that doesn't help in a country with the class divisions that Britain has.
Yeah, and Charles, actually, to that end, the last question here, we only have a minute left, but we say the country is split, but it's very much split between the urban centers and the countryside, isn't it? And again, very similar to here in America, where you see the more urban centers just don't understand the Trump vote and where it's coming from. They're shocked by it. No one they know would vote for Trump. And there in England, it's a similar situation, is it not? That the Londoners were overwhelmingly in favor of Remain, but some of these results that came in from the countryside was shocking to many of them.
Yes, and it's breaking down odd lines too. It's all very well for people to talk about the right wing in England, but the people who won it for the Leave campaign were Social Democrats. They're Labour voters in the north and the Midlands who tend to vote for not socialism, but closer to it. and who are just out of touch with their own party.
Because of trade policies.
Call them Rust Belt Democrats.
Yep.
That's an equivalent.
Exactly. It's fascinating stuff. And Charles Cook, you couldn't be a better person to start our day with on this issue. Thank you so much for joining us. I suspect you're going to have a very busy day.
I think so. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Charles Cook, National Review.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I understand. And by that, I mean I see high-fear patients every day in my practice who come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. I know where you've been. And I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my team is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable environment for you. We offer everything you need, from general and cosmetic dentistry to implants and implant-supported dentures. Choose from a variety of sedation options that allow you to be completely relaxed or fully asleep throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Call us today at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
725 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a tough go at it. Alexandria had the crash on the outer loop in the local lanes, the far right lanes right near Route 1 on the Beltway before you get to the Wilson Bridge. And we just haven't recovered. There's still a lot of activity over on the shoulder. We had a broken down in the backups. Your delay is almost back out of Springfield just as you come off of 95. Keep alert heading outer loop to the Wilson Bridge. Inner loop into Annandale, just some of the stop and go. And then north of the toll road toward the Legion Bridge. Reopened the Georgetown Pike, so good news there. Georgetown Pike, you can go ahead and take that if you're coming off of Route 7. You can get past Lee Mill Road toward River Bend Road, no problems now. On Route 7, however, three cars involved in this crash. If you're coming out of Leesburg, traffic's coming to a halt right as you come up toward Belmont Ridge Road. They had stopped all lanes here just a few moments ago, eastbound side of Route 7. 270, just the volume, Urbana and down toward 109, and then really in great shape, Gaithersburg down through the Beltway. ICC eastbound after New Hampshire Avenue, accident cleanup. Update brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances not zero today. Best chance this afternoon. Maybe a few showers around this morning. Possibly a thunderstorm. Otherwise, very warm once again and humid 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 degrees at 727.
Hi, I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Goodbye, junk. Hello, relief.
Oh, you've heard the radio ads.
Please come in. We love those ads.
Thank you.
All you have to do is point.
Well?
Oh, now I really do have to point.
The magic can't happen until you do.
Awesome.
It really works. Look.
Will it even work on... Unbelievable!
You point at junk, and it disappears.
This is the coolest thing ever.
Not everyone knows this, but our magic will follow you wherever you go.
We can point at work junk, and it will disappear?
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Will it follow us to our new house when we move?
You'll glitter when you walk.
Will I glitter too?
You already do, ma'am.
1-800-GOT-JUNK. Or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options, to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
Ryan Braun.
He got into Braun's wheelhouse there.
Where has this guy been? Max Scherzer.
16 strikeouts, complete game.
They all look lost. next when Max visits Milwaukee.
Got to be the game of his life.
Comeback versus Get Lost. Hit for the Social Cycle. Nationals, Brewers. The series starts tonight at 7:30 on Masson 2.
Ain't baseball great?
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Carlos Mencia, 38 Special, Martina McBride, Joe Nichols, and Jeff Foxworthy. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
My name is Roosevelt. I always thought that cigarette smoking just messed up your lungs. I never thought that at only 45 would give me a heart attack. And I never thought that it would change my life forever. My tip is, do your heart a favor and quit now.
Heart attack risk drops as soon as you quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Coming up, more on the Brexit, plus Rod Wheeler joins us to talk about the acquittal of Officer Goodson in Baltimore. More ahead at 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. British Prime Minister David Cameron says he will resign now that voters have chosen to leave the European Union.
The country has just taken part in a giant democratic exercise, perhaps the biggest in our history. Over 33 million people from England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland and Gibraltar have all had their say.
Look for some response today from President Obama to the Brexit vote.
He was squarely in favor of remaining and said so in joint appearances with Prime Minister David Cameron. Mr. Obama considered the British plebiscite as an isolationist movement akin to Donald Trump's rhetoric in the U.S. presidential campaign. Ironically, the president is at Stanford University today for a global entrepreneurship summit.
Correspondent Bob Costantini. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is in Scotland today to mark the opening of his Turnberry Golf Resort. And Trump says we will now see more countries making moves like Brexit.
What happened last night, you're going to have, I think, many other cases where they want to take their borders back. They want to take their monetary back. They want to take a lot of things back. They want to be able to have a country again.
And Trump called yesterday's UK vote a great thing. There's been a lot of criticism of the acquittal of Baltimore police officer Cesar Goodson in the death of Freddie Gray, but one law enforcer says it was the right verdict.
Former Maryland Attorney General Doug Gansler says the criminal justice system worked as it should have in the case of Officer Goodson.
There's many people that have been, including me, skeptical of bringing these charges in the first place. The notion that these police officers woke up that morning wanting to commit a crime that day just doesn't make a lot of sense in this particular case.
Gansler tells WMAL anytime a prosecutor lets politics influence their decision, they wind up losing. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,011, the NASDAQ at 4810. Sports, the Nats had the night off. They'll try to snap their five-game losing streak tonight in Milwaukee. The O's were also idle. They host the Rays. WNBA, the Mystics take on Phoenix tonight. And John Rahm has a one-stroke lead after the first round of the Quicken Loans National. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store's big 4th of July spectacular starts now. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99. Let me say that again. $8.99. Wow, that's big. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the Big Screen Store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs. Which means, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Then cast your eyes forward and strike out to meet an environment full of unpredictable moments. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $419 per month for 36 months with $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees. Due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local BC area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
Landmark College in Vermont, the college of choice for students who learn differently. There's still time to apply for the fall semester. Classes start August 29th. Learn more at landmark.edu. That's landmark.edu.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395 crash in Landmark was along the left side near Duke Street. That gives us delays back at the Beltway. On the Beltway inner loop, as you come off of 95, heading through Annandale, past the Little River Turnpike, slowing, and then the outer loop almost slow right as you come off that exit merge, too. Off and on over toward Route 1, Alexandria, we had the earlier morning crash that was in the local lanes. On the shoulder, you still see some activity. Big delays coming out of Leesburg. Listen up, if you take Route 7, you might opt for getting onto that greenway and onto the toll road. Route 7 is just jammed. You get by the three-car crash at Belmont Ridge Road right before you get to that intersection. Arlington, eastbound Washington Boulevard at Kirkwood Road for the crash. That's before you get to Wilson Boulevard. So if you normally take Washington Boulevard, do expect those delays growing. And on the ICC, getting a little bit better. An additional lane gets by here eastbound on the Interconnector Road. After New Hampshire Avenue had a car that rolled over, ended up on its side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We do it again today, but it looks like it'll be this afternoon. Maybe not as widespread a rain event, but a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms, 81. I'm not saying the chance of rain this morning, zero. Best chance, though, later. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 67 in Burke, 70 in Waldorf, 73 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Landmark College. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. It is 7:37 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk, and you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. But this morning, it's not Brian and Larry. It's Larry and
Jesse Jane Duff.
U.S. Marine Jesse Jane Duff. Why are you just jumping in there? Introducing yourself?
Because you mess up all the time.
I don't want, because I know I'm not supposed to call you a former Marine.
I'm a Marine. You're a retired Marine gunnery sergeant.
Well, but you're not in uniform.
Well, you like this one
if
better.
If you want to see what Jesse Jane Duff is wearing, check her out on Twitter, Jesse Jane Duff.
She's
definitely brought a little class to the to Studio 2 here on Jennifer Street. Coming up later this morning at 8:05. Shannon Bream of Fox News Channel on yesterday's Supreme Court decisions. Plus, we're going to discuss the Brexit vote and give you Donald Trump's latest quotes about it from Scotland. Also, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton about the Supreme Court decisions that impacted his state. All that coming up this morning on Mornings on the Mall. But first,
I heard your call for no justice, no peace. Your peace is sincerely needed.
as I work to deliver justice on behalf of this young man.
That was State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby in Baltimore 13 months ago, calming down the rioting mob in the city streets of Baltimore, say, as she announced the indictments against six police officers in Baltimore linked with the death of Freddie Gray. Well, yesterday, the third officer to face those charges, the most serious charges, was acquitted by a judge who heard all the evidence. Joining us right now, Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective. Thanks for joining us, Rod. We've had you on really from the beginning on this story, and I know that you're not surprised that this came down. But what's the larger message here for Marilyn Mosby and this whole idea that basic policing that you have described it took place here has become a criminal offense in the eyes of many?
Well, good morning, Larry and Jesse. You know, I can tell you that from following this case very closely, this was a disgrace, in my opinion, for the citizens of the city of Baltimore. And you know that, Larry, because we've talked about this ever since the very beginning. Now, here's the deal. The judge, Barry Williams, in this case, very good judge, very smart judge, he made it clear in the verdict. And this is so important that the listeners, if they get a chance, they should really go to Google the actual verdict and read it. Because the judge made it very clear that the prosecutor, Marilyn Mosby, she continued with this case, this prosecution, this malicious prosecution, against the police officers using the rough ride theory, right, that the police officers intended for Freddie Gray to be harmed based on the ride that they were giving him. Here's what's going on right now. Marilyn Mosby is giving the city of Baltimore a rough ride. They need to actually put this behind them, Larry, I can tell you, because if they don't, they're going to continue to get these acquittals on the remaining three officers, and it's obvious to anyone, and you don't have to be a judge. Anyone can see that these officers should not have been charged. The bottom line is Marilyn Mosby rushed to judgment when she charged these people and these officers, and the only reason she did it, and she didn't do it because it was the right and the legal thing to do, she did it because she wanted to quiet those that were rioting in the city of Baltimore at the time.
Yeah, it's obvious she doesn't care about the justice for the police officers or justice, period, when she's basically implying that they were guilty before the trial. I haven't known what's going on up in Baltimore. How long did the few protesters that I heard on the airways protest? Do you know if they continued, and are they still out there?
You mean the protesters back from the
original
Since
the trial.
Riot?
No. Since the trial came out, there was some saying that, right, you know, they didn't appreciate this.
Right. You know what, Jesse? There were a few people out there, maybe a couple of dozen of folks. I actually drove through Baltimore yesterday and by the courthouse, and there was a few protesters. But they were actually very peaceful. There wasn't any rioting or anything like that that we've seen before. And clearly everybody is going to have their opinions on both sides of this case. But again, the bottom line is exactly what Judge Barry said, that the police officers did not have the intent. And that is so important. It's so important that the listeners understand that anytime you prosecute someone or get a warrant for someone for committing the act of murder, one of the most critical elements you have to have is that it was their intent to cause the outcome. It was the officer's intent to cause the death of Freddie Gray or the injuries to Freddie Gray. That wasn't the case. Look, Freddie Gray, and this is so important, real quickly, this was actually stated by Barry Williams, the judge. Freddie Gray did not show any signs of bleeding. He didn't show any heavy breathing. There was no bruises. This is during the time that he was actually in the police van. So a reasonable, underline the word reasonable, a reasonable police officer would not have known that Freddie Gray was in medical distress. So if you don't know that, there's nothing you can do.
Well, that's a great point. And it does call into question the remaining charges against police officers, Rod Wheeler. What do you think Marilyn Mosby should do at this point? I think it's pretty clear that she brought these charges for political purposes. But at this point, if she goes 0 for 6, if she doesn't actually bring, quote unquote, justice for the rioters in Baltimore, then she's actually harming herself politically.
Well, you know, here's the thing, though, Larry. I think a lot of people miss this. Marilyn Mosby doesn't just represent the people of Baltimore. She represents the police officers as well. They're citizens of Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're really going to seek justice for all involved. And if she really wants to do the right thing, like I said earlier on the call, Larry, if Marilyn Mosby wants to do the right thing, then she'll stop putting the city of Baltimore through this rough ride. She'll dismiss the charges against the other three officers. And what she could do to try to sustain herself politically is to work with the community and the police department in bridging the gaps of the problems that they have there in the city of Baltimore.
One last quick question, Rod Wheeler, and we got to go. We've been talking for the last year since the Baltimore riots about how the domino effect, the Ferguson effect, it's called quite a bit, and how police don't feel like they can do their jobs properly because of the ramifications from Black Lives Matter. With this acquittal, do you think that things might change a little bit and cops can get back to being cops?
I think it's going to help. I don't think it's going to happen overnight, obviously, but I definitely think it's going to help. I think what's happening now, people are starting to see that police officers are out there doing the best job they possibly can under some tremendous circumstances, i.e. look at Orlando, Florida, in the Pulse nightclub. People see that, and I think hopefully the citizens will realize that we need to support our police. Hey, do we have bad police officers? You bet we do. And we in the law enforcement community try our hardest to get rid of those folks. And I think going forward, as long as we can continue to work with the community, we should make some progress, guys.
Thank you. Got to leave it there, Rod Wheeler.
Thank you, Rod.
Great to have you. We're two big fans here. You know that, Rod Wheeler.
All right. Well, listen, have a good weekend.
Thank you.
744 on WMAL.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? We can help. Listen every Saturday at noon to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Aprilia, or Dr. Haggard. Personally,
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're trying to clear out these delays, Larry, to the Wilson Bridge leaving Virginia. Outer loop, the crash, Route 1 Alexandria, that's gone, which gave us really big delays coming out of Springfield. Now looks like the outer loop slows to focus toward Eisenhower Avenue. VDOT crews moving the cameras around there. I'm not seeing anything in the roadway, but that's where the delays go to. Inner loop side through Annandale past the Little River Turnpike and then from the toll road to the Legion Bridge. 395 off the beltway to King Street slow, partially a sun glare. We had a minor incident in those HOV lanes. That's been cleared. And now heavy on the inbound 14th Street Bridge where I'm getting initial reports of a crash. Northbound 395 right as you pass Boundary Channel Drive. Route 7 out of Leesburg jammed to the crash of Belmont Ridge Road. So eastbound 7, you need extra time or over to the Greenway Toll Road. That works as an option as well. 270, only delay still seeing through Urbana down past 109 and then wide open to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Humidity stays up. Chance of showers and thunderstorms up most likely into the afternoon. Still a few showers. Maybe a thunder shower sneaks in this morning, but mainly dry most of the morning. This afternoon, 81 degrees with the scattered showers and thunder showers through the evening. Then overnight, 67. High pressure in for the weekend. Stunning weekend. Middle 80s. Few clouds around. Otherwise, sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 74 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 7:48.
The SGK Gun Show returns this weekend to the Prince William County Fairgrounds. Whether you're a hunter, shooter, or collector, the Manassas Gun Show by SGK has all your modern shooting and hunting needs. That's the SGK Gun Show this weekend at the Prince William County Fairgrounds in Manassas, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4.
A little bit of sad news to share with you. Bear with me because it involves someone that we knew very well here on Mornings on the Mall. His name is Mike Flynn. He passed away overnight. Mike Flynn was the original editor-in-chief of Andrew Breitbart's groundbreaking website, Big Government. Before that, he worked with Reason here in town and was a political operative for a lot of campaigns and worked on the Hill. He was 49 years old, and he passed away overnight. And it kind of shocked us when we woke up this morning. I used to work with him when I was editor-in-chief of Breitbart TV. Worked with him starting in 2009. He was at the center of the Acorn videos. He was at the center of pretty much anything that Andrew Breitbart did on the big sites that involved Washington, D.C. or the government. Mike Flynn was in the middle of, and he was a frequent guest here on WMAL. Here he is speaking with the morning show back right after that famous Andrew Breitbart, Anthony Weiner press conference. As he was heading to the press conference, he had just landed in New York, and you know, he was texting all of us. And remember, Flynn, he said, "Don't worry, I'll keep a low profile."
Yeah,
yeah. He and I were IMing, and I was like, "Well, you know, don't do anything big." He's like, "No, no, I'll be in the back."
Yeah, actually, that's right. We were reflecting on Andrew Breitbart that day after his passing. This is Mike Flynn talking about the Acorn video at the time.
You know, Acorn has a very large role to play in the housing debacle we just went through. You know, they had a very, very refined business of shaking down banks and financial institutions and getting them through coercion to get them to make loans to risky borrowers.
He understood the Acorn issue like no one else. I want to invite here Heather Hunter, our executive producer, who along with her husband, Derek Hunter, knew Mike Flynn 10 years, I think, right? Jesse, Jane, Mike Flynn was kind of part of our lives for the last decade.
Yes.
And part of a lot of things that happened in the conservative movement, the blogging movement. Stunning news, isn't it, Heather?
Yeah. Mike, I've known Mike since about 2006, and I remember going over to his house and meeting Andrew Breitbart for the first time.
Yeah.
Andrew was working on, he was on his computer working on Judge Report, and it was incredible to see what a team and organization Andrew built, but he couldn't have done it, I think, without Mike Flynn.
Absolutely not.
Mike was an essential person in the conservative movement, one of those unsung heroes. People will never know how much Mike has done for the movement. Yeah. He's really one of those people that just is incredible, amazing strategist, brilliant, one of a kind.
He was a passionate warrior. He actually coined the term warriors as we were all starting out. He had that war footing when he was going out against a political opponents. Yet at the same time, you know, he would share a laugh with many people he disagreed with.
Share
a drink. He was absolutely a happy warrior. And we're going to miss him a lot. And our prayers go to his family and to his wife, Holly. It's been a tough year for all of them, a tough couple of years for all of them, but this was a really sudden news. And, you know, one quick memory of Mike Flynn, whenever we debated a political issue and we got lost in the weeds of policy or something and it had to do with, you know, spending on something, Mike Flynn was always great at cutting through all the crap. And he would say, hold on a minute. You know, I don't think that those boys froze their toes off at Valley Forge so this congressman can have millions of dollars from some pet project in his district. And he was a patriot. He knew more about our founding fathers than anybody. And he loved this country so much. And he will be missed. So rest in peace, Mike Flynn, at 7:51.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
7:53, time to check in at the CNBC News Desk on our business situation. John Lesher is there, and the markets are reacting all over the place to the Brexit issue, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Good morning. Wall Street is set to start the day with big losses following Britain's vote to leave the European Union. The Dow is likely to be down more than 400 points. The Bank of England says it's secure, having stress-tested British banks for far worse scenarios, if you can believe that. The Federal Reserve says this country's biggest banks have passed their stress tests with enough capital to withstand a major U.S. or global recession. And House Republicans want to lower the top individual income tax rate to 33% and slash the corporate tax rate. The tax reform plan to be released this morning is the sixth and final plank of a conservative policy agenda being rolled out by Speaker Paul Ryan in an effort to unify Republicans after a divisive primary campaign. I'm John Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Are you ready for the summer heat? How about that heat coming through your windows, driving up your utility bills? That sounds hot and costly to me. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and replacing those windows with Thompson Creek Window Company's super energy efficient windows sounds better. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own windows made just for our climate and just for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. Right now, for a limited time, get 20% off all windows, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Subject to credit approval, third-party financing. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Thompson Creek Window Company is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you the Thompson Creek difference. You will be amazed. Make sure you ask them about their double lifetime guarantee. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
It's 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, getting better. The ICC, Intercounty Connector, we have still some accident activity, but the pace improves, so I'll go ahead and you can take that with confidence. Eastbound as you pass New Hampshire Avenue, heading over toward Colesville Road. On southbound 95, it's been a great morning pushing down through to the Beltway. In Greenbelt, northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway jams to the crash north of 193. Still closed in Alexandria, Edsel Road between Van Dorn and South Whiting Street. Still with the repairs for the water main break. And 395 off the Beltway to Landmark and at the 14th Street Bridge with the stop and go. If your computer's running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate mycleanpc software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We do it again today, but it looks like it'll be this afternoon. Maybe not as widespread a rain event, but a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms, 81. I'm not saying the chance of rain this morning, zero. Best chance, though, later. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees at 7:56.
Hi, I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Text the word trial to 303030, and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. Now here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text trial to 303030 and get started for free right now. Again, text trial to 303030.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carol and Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy-efficient LED is put into play. Oh, wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novec team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novec, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one-selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST to 99000. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shoppe, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST to 99000. Again, text BOOST to 99000.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Coming up on WMAL, Donald Trump addressed reporters in Scotland over the Brexit vote. His reactions coming up next. Also, Shannon Bream of Fox News Channel will give us her analysis of the Supreme Court decisions we got yesterday, plus the ones we're still waiting for on Monday. Finally, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was at the center